On evenings, the Peter Jackson VFL with Nigel Carmody. You can catch the VFL Game of the Week on Channel 7 from midday this Saturday.
Well, it's roughly the halfway point in the season, with some teams having played 8, others having played 10 games. There is an imbalance, but one thing is crystal clear, and that is the team that has played 8 should not be on top of the ladder, but is, because the Box Hill Hawks currently sit 7 wins and 1 loss from their 8 games. So who better to join Nigel Carmody for a look and a half-season report card for all clubs than the captain of the team that's on top of the pack. And we are joined by David Mirror of Box Hill. G'day, David.
Good evening, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's not bad. Now, when sometimes ladders are worked out on a winning ratio, in which case you'd clearly be on top, but for Box Hill to have been the first team to get to 7 wins with a game in hand over some teams and 2 over others is a pretty satisfying place to be at this point of the season, I would have thought.
Yeah, we've had a couple of buys, so that's put us a couple of games behind. But having won 7 games and lost 1 at the moment, we put ourselves in a really good position. So towards the end of the season now, I think we've got 10 games in a row. So we'll catch up on the rest of the teams and Collingwood this week, hopefully get a win there and catch up on the games and then push for as many wins as we can to play in the finals. So that's what we're looking to do.
David, if I and other football fans don't do their due diligence on VFL before the season, most of us over the last 3-4 years have been conditioned to think that Box Hill would be, if not the team to beat, then one of the teams to beat. And we're right. Why is that so?
Oh, I guess it comes down to the development program and the people we have around the footy club, our alignment with the Hawthorn Footy Club, and our willingness to get better and compete and, stamp our own authority on the competition is what we're looking to do. And we want a period of sustained success. When I first got to the club under Brendan Bolton, he really drove our culture and wanted to get us to the top of the ladder and compete in finals and run deep into finals. And it's been no different under Damien Carroll and now under Marco Bello. So, we just want to build a really competitive club, professional club, and one that's going to be around the VFL and be playing in finals for a long time.
Dave, 2 younger players running side by side with you in defence this year have had outstanding seasons and very different pathways to get to this point. Sam Crocker spent time in the AFL system with St Kilda, wasn't ready, but right now he's playing great footy in the Peter Jackson VFL as that running, kicking defender. And Tay Miles, who's coming from the Geelong Falcons, was drafted, of course, got some great football lineage, being the son of Jeff Miles, who played with 3 AFL clubs, is another one who his ability to run, hit targets, win his own footy and defend gives him great balance. He must be enjoying watching the development of both those guys from up close.
I am enjoying it, both backline boys, so I have a fair bit to do with both of them. Both great kids. Croc is a great user of the footy, left foot kick, who can hit some really difficult targets. And Tay Miles is someone who just keeps continuing to put his head over the footy, win the hard ball, but can be a bit of a swing man as well and playing different positions. They both get the job done each week. So hopefully they can keep that up for the rest of the season now.
Jed Anderson has probably had a step back in his AFL. Aspirationally, he would have seen himself in the Hawthorn lineup. He's come back and, I've noted, played some very good football for Box Hill. I guess it's part of the ethos, but what do you as captain say and how do you work with Jed Anderson and other players that are coming back from Hawthorn who would have probably thought they'd be in that senior side?
With Jed, I think every time I've played with him, I don't think I've played with him in a loss. Come to think of it, he's a really good player and he's a player that provides spark when you need it the most. He's had a few niggles and a few injuries last year, was hospitalised and that set him back a fair bit. No doubt he has aspirations to be in the Hawthorn 22 and at some stage throughout the season he'll break into that side, no doubt about that, and play some really good footy. And the rest of the Hawthorn guys that come down, they're looking to do the exact same thing. What we're trying to do is just, I suppose, help them when they come down to Box Hill just to settle in and feel comfortable around the club and, you know, just help them to play their role to get them up to AFL level as well, but just to also play good footy with us and teach not only the leaders at Box Hill but also the younger guys a little bit about the AFL system and what's required to get to the next level. So it definitely works both ways.
Now, can I lend on your experience on field and Nigel's experience in the commentary box for just a really quick sort of one or two word snapshot of the maybe the upsides and just how teams have travelled and what's good about the teams? Because we'll start with Frankston at the bottom and 9 games, 9 losses reads tough, but there's always something special about Frankston, Nigel.
They've been competitive, and that's strange to say for a team that's 0-9. I've seen them a couple of times. Even their game against Port Melbourne on the weekend, another of the standalone teams, but at a completely different end of the ladder, they were competitive. I guess the fact they've been chipped away at over the last couple of years from the drafts really continuing to eat into their depth.
Have you played the Tigers yet, David? That is the Richmond Tigers?
No, we haven't yet.
So you've seen the Richmond Tigers.
They've had three broadcast games, yep, and they've been ultra competitive all three, but gone down in all three. Just haven't quite been at the level.
North Ballarat, they're always dangerous, aren't they, David? The ladder position says a struggling year, but you wouldn't want to take them for granted.
They're always a competitive team. Every time I've played against them, they've always been close games. We've got them in a couple of weeks, and no doubt that'll be a tough tussle as well. So, yeah, they've always been a team that's been strong in the VFL competition.
And you've got to admire Coburg as well, don't you, David? Standalone, couple of years under Peter German. Would be delighted with Adam Sard as a product, but also delighted with what they're doing on field.
Yeah, it's great to have Adam Sard drafted into the AFL. It shows a pathway is there from the VFL. And they're a developing club, and they gave us a real test when we played them in the Anzac Day game earlier in the season, and I no doubt they're going to get better and push for finals in not only this year but in the coming years.
Nigel, the happier Icon Park produced a good win for the Northern Blues last week.
Yeah, they've been up and down. Matthew Watson, Nick Graham are probably the two stories out of the Northern Blues at the moment. Graham's got his AFL opportunity. It'll be interesting to see whether Watson gets one in the next few weeks.
Geelong have been up and down as well, which they've formerly been a powerhouse but now a bit less consistent.
A huge win to get over the line against North Ballarat in the broadcast match a couple of weeks ago. They defeated Coburg on the weekend. Real chance for the Cats to get some momentum now through the middle part of the season. There's every chance they'll be 6-5.
You've got Collingwood this week, David. What has your intel told you about a team that doesn't have a huge amount of injuries from their AFL list, so they'll be pretty dangerous, I would have thought.
Look, they're a pretty good side, Collingwood. Played finals last year and looking to play finals again. They've got some really good AFL talent. And their VFL list has got some great depth as well. So they're going to be looking to push us all the way and get a win and push up the ladder as well. They've had some good wins this year. The games they've lost, they've just gone down earlier in the season, but no doubt they'll be looking to come out hard against us.
Casey, have just petered off a little bit. They started very well.
A big scalp, need to beat a team above them on the ladder.
David, your opponents from last year's grand final, the Bulldogs, their percentage says that they're dangerous. They've got the best percentage in the comp, I think.
Yeah, it's been great to see, actually, with Footscray, that majority of their players have gone up to AFL level and have played some really good football at AFL level. You know, you look at Tory Dixon, who played in the grand final last year. Johannesson's gone up and he's playing some good footy. Talia's gone up at stages, so it's good to see those guys testing themselves against the best at AFL level. And with that depth going up to AFL level, their results have been a little bit up and down, but they're starting to get a little bit better now. So I'm sure they'll be pushing for finals come end of the year.
Yeah, good to David at this. I think we've got the go-to man for the VFL in the future. And we're going to have to fly through the rest. So, Nigel, Port Melbourne starting to find their best form.
6-3, but probably not quite where they want to be just yet in terms of the actual output.
Werribee, they were on top a couple of weeks ago.
Solid, but dropped the last couple.
Sandringham on the rise.
Looking really, really strong. Great strength, not only from their VFL list, but also, obviously, St Kilda having a very healthy group at the moment, too.
Willie's got a good list, don't they?
They do. Dismembered by David's Box Hill on the weekend, and that's at the moment the gap they've been knocked off by both Port and Box Hill.
And Essendon, they're going to be impacted upon by the season-ending injuries to Collier and possibly Bell Chambers. Lose McKernan, they're going to have to find something in the big man department.
Chipping away at their depth, but it'll be interesting to see how they...
How's Giles going?
Okay, been steady. They'll get to September. It's just going to be a matter with what sort of group.
We'll all get to September. It's just whether or not we're playing football. Isn't that right, David?
That's exactly right, yeah. That's the time of the year that you want to be playing. So still a little bit of football to be played between now and then, but, yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah. There is one regular... There's one standard in the AFL. They're the Hawks and the Box Hill Hawks in the VFL. For the immediate near future, I think they're both locked in as well. Thank you so much, David. All the best for the rest of the season.
Thanks, guys.
Now, we're going to have to leave it there, but I'll get your VFL tips off air and read them out at the top of next hour. Thank you, Nigel.
Thanks, Finey. Midday Saturday, Collingwood and Box Hill on 7.
That's a ripping game. Game of the week at Victoria Park, if you don't mind. The Field of Nightmares. After the break, it's down to the House of Golf for a live Chasing Birdies.